Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 20 year B. Our readings today, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, Psalm 1, the Epistle of James, chapter 3, verses 13 to chapter 4, verse 3, and verses 7 and 8a. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, all your people of every time and place have longed to give you the worship that you deserve. We praise you, our King, whose name will be praised forever and ever. You are, O Lord, whose greatness will outlast all our generations. We honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our minds cannot comprehend you, our thoughts cannot contain you. Our lives are a poor reflection of your holiness, glory, and love. Lord, may our worship declare your mercy, may our praise confess your worth, and may our prayers demonstrate your trustworthiness and love. We pray that the Holy Spirit might equip us and lead us to the throne of grace. Amen. We have the hymn, Here I Am to Worship.
Together, wonderful to be.
We pray the collect for proper 20. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Things That Shall Endure. Things That Shall Endure. In our collect today, we prayed, Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In this prayer, we acknowledge that we become anxious and worry about earthly things, in spite of the fact that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, implores us, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. We are invited, as we journey through this life, to focus on our relationship with God, to love things heavenly. Our top priority is to nurture our relationship with our Heavenly Father and the love that is expressed in the presence of His only Son, Jesus, in the world, to offer Himself as the one, full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for all our sins. God so loved the world. God acted out of love for humankind. In addition, as He completed His mission of redemption of humankind, Jesus has the Father's consent to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, God with us always, God dwelling in us. We are invited that while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those things that shall endure. We are all aware that in our journey in this life, things will come to an end. We ourselves have been given a short lifespan. The psalmist describes our journey like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. Psalm 90, verses 5b and 6. The psalmist proposes that the days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Psalm 90, verse 10a. There is no doubt that we are placed among things that are passing away. We are therefore invited to hold fast to those things that shall endure. The question is, what are those things that shall endure? The writer of the book of Proverbs invites us to seek wisdom, the fear of the Lord, a relationship with the Lord based on our knowledge of God, a loving God who favors justice and mercy, who delights in doing good and invites us to love one another as God in Christ has loved us. The writer of Proverbs explains that with wisdom in a spouse, all of life becomes blessed, abundant, and right. The book of Proverbs ends with the manifold blessings and virtues of a wife who has wisdom. It lays out the characteristics of a spouse who is empowered to hold fast to things that shall endure. A spouse with wisdom is the most treasured possession on earth. The ability to have a right relationship with God enables for the provision of all physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. There is the provision of food, clothing, and the means of making a living. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household. She is not afraid for her household when it snows. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. Proverbs 31, verse 15a, 21a, and verse 24. One who has wisdom, that is, the ability to hold fast to things that endure, is generous to all, rich and poor alike. He or she has the ability to show love by loving service to those in need and makes a real difference in the lives of others. In our epistle from James chapter 3, James presents us with two wisdoms: the wisdom from above, which is the result of a right relationship with God in Christ through the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom from below, which is as a result of a relationship or friendship with the world. In inviting us to express wisdom from above, James emphasizes that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. As we strive to live by the word of God, we will hold fast to things that shall endure. We will be able to translate the word of God into action in our lives. We will be able to live by faith and not by sight. And our faith in God will express itself in loving and caring action for others. James points out that the wisdom of the world expresses itself in a variety of ways, he proclaims. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. James chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. The wisdom of the world also expresses itself in conflicts, dispute, and murder, all things that emphasize that we are placed among things that pass away. James points out that our desire and cravings can lead to covetousness and murder, to the destruction of individuals and communities. He affirms that our desires even corrupt and twist our prayers so that we do not receive what we ask for because we are motivated by self-interest. James affirms, those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. James chapter 4, verses 1 and 3. James directs us to the solution of this problem. Break off friendship with the world and submit ourselves to God. This involves resisting the devil and drawing nearer to God. These two actions should occur at the same time and should become part of our daily life. That is, resisting the devil and drawing closer to God. James advises, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. As we resist the devil, we are able to enhance our relationship with God. God will increase and strengthen our faith. We therefore will draw closer to God and be able to overcome our temptations and be firm among the things that shall endure. The things of the world are temporary and will pass away. The things of God are eternal. We can be comforted by the words of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John 3:16. God in love desires all his people to possess the things that shall endure. Amen. Let us pray. We call upon your name, O Lord, incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you turn the honors of the world upside down. Keep your church from love of status and pride. Give us a servant heart. We call upon your name, O Lord, incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you challenge rulers to be mindful of all their people. Keep our nations from cravings that lead to oppression and violence. Give wisdom to all who lead. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you gave children a special regard and dignity. Keep their well-being and safety at the forefront of our minds and practices. Give strength to all involved in safeguarding and protection. Sustain them in their work. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you enable the path of suffering. You embrace the path of suffering. Keep in your gaze all whose health is ailing. Give peace and hope to all in need. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you hold before us the hope of salvation. Keep in your love all who have died. Give eternal life to all the faithful departed. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we wish you a very spiritually rewarding and fulfilling week. We pray that you will continue to do those things that will protect you from the intense heat that we're experiencing these days. And please be safe. We end with Precious Lord.